Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Terry Durkash, and this evening we'll be discussing cashing in on covered calls and investing with stock options. And with me this evening is Dr. Ellen Ellman. Dr. Ellman is the author of Cashing In on Covered Calls, a SAMR Productions 2007, and recently produced a four-part DVD and CD series based on this subject. He is one of the film speakers at the LIREIA Deal Panel Forum in 2006, as well as a featured speaker along with Dan Merrill at the LIREIA meeting in December. Ellen has spent the past 19 years as a successful investor and attaining a 33% return in 2007. Wow. Doctor, Ellen, that was fantastic. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great, Terry. Thanks. Looking forward to the teleseminar.
Oh, this is, as we are, excuse me just for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make sure that you all grab a pen and notepad, because you're going to be taking a lot of notes this evening. So please, go ahead, get a pen and paper, and we're going to go ahead and get started. So, Doctor, many of our Learning Annex members are familiar with the stock market, but may not have any experience with options. Can you give us a preview of how selling covered call options work?
Sure will, Terry. But first, let me say thanks to Bill Zanker and the Learning Annex for inviting me to speak this evening, and of course to all my fellow investors for calling in and your interest in my system. I'm going to start out giving you a real estate example, since most of our listeners are more familiar with real estate than they are with stock options.
Okay.
Let's say, hypothetically, that Jared has done his due diligence and located a great property for $100,000. This $100,000 is his investment. Now, Jared is happy to hold on to it for the long run because he thinks it's going to appreciate in value. However, if somebody were to offer him $120,000 at any time over the next 6 months, he would take it for a quick $20,000 profit. Mm-hmm. Now, along comes Craig. He sees Jared's property and thinks that it could appreciate up to $150,000 over the next 6 months. However, Craig's involved in a lot of deals, and he doesn't want to give up $120,000 of his portfolio, but he sure would like to control his property. So what he does is he offers Jared $10,000 for the right, but not the obligation, to purchase this property for $120,000 any time over the next 6 months.
Oh.
Now, this money is Jared's to keep no matter what Craig decides to do. Unlike many real estate deals where the stock option is applied to the sales price, that's not the case with stock options. So that money, for purposes of this analogy, is Jared's to keep no matter what. Now, at the end of the six-month period, there are two possible scenarios. The first one is that the price of the property is below the $120,000 agreed-upon sales price. In that case, Craig is not going to exercise that option, because why would he buy that property from Jared for $120,000 when he can buy that very same property across the street for, let's say, $110,000?
Right.
Just not going to happen. The other possible scenario, Terry, is that the price is above the $120,000 agreed-upon sales price. In that case, Craig will exercise the option and buy the property for $120,000. So now let's see how Jared did on this particular deal. He's made $10,000 for the sale of the option, plus another $20,000 for the sale of the property. That's a total of $30,000 on a $100,000 investment. That's a 30% profit in 6 months, or 60% annualized.
Wow.
You see, either Jared wins or he wins.
Exactly.
Now, you can lose money if the property value drops below $90,000, because you paid $100,000. You have the $10,000 in your pocket. So it's very important to select a very good investment property. So now let's take this and move into the scary world of the stock market. And all my fellow investors out there, you are about to purchase 100 shares of company XYZ for $48 per share in this particular example. The reason I say 100 shares is because one stock options contract consists of 100 shares. So to sell one contract, you need to own 100 shares of the stock, five contracts, 500 shares, and so on. So the 100 shares at $48 per share is $4,800. This is your investment. Okay, now, as soon as you buy the stock, you turn around and you sell the option. Everything is done, Terry, via the internet. You never speak to somebody. You don't have to call people up asking them if they want to buy your option. There's a market for it. It's as easy as all of our callers tonight had to do to make the call to sign up for this particular seminar. That's how easy it is.
Got it. Okay, great.
Okay, so what you do now is you sell an option for somebody to purchase those shares of stock from you for $50 per share at any time over the next 1 month. When we do stock options, we sell one-month options. And I give you several reasons in my seminar series why one-month options are the best. But the main reason is that you make the most money doing one-month options. So what we're doing is we're selling some unknown person the right, but not the obligation, to purchase these shares from us at any time over the next 1 month for $50 a share. So you see, Terry, we're in two positions now. We own the stock, and we've sold an option.
Okay.
Now, in return for undertaking this obligation, we're paid a premium. And a typical premium for a situation like this would be $1.60 per share, or $160 per contract. This $160, based on our investment of $4,800, is a 3.3% 1 month return, or 40% annualized. Once again, at the end of the month, there are two possible scenarios.
Right.
The first one is the stock is trading below the agreed upon sales price of $50, in which case the option is not exercised. You keep your stock and your 3.3% 1 month return. The second possible situation is that the stock is trading above $50. In that case, the option will be exercised, the stock will be sold. Let's take a look how we did in this particular deal. You earned $160 on the sale of the option, and now you've made an additional $200 on the sale of the stock, because you bought it at 48, you sold it at 50, and you owned 100 shares.
Got it. Okay.
Total profit, $360. Now, your investment was $4,800. This represents a 7.5% 1 month return, or 90% annualized. Once again, either you win or you win. You can only lose money if your stock drops below $46.40. You paid $48 and you collected $1.60 on the sale of the option.
Right, got it.
So you see, Terry, generating these incredible returns is just one of the reasons why I sell stock options.
Got it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And it's either you said win or win. It's kind of win or win more.
Exactly. You're going to make money on the sale of the option, and then oftentimes there's a possibility of making additional profit on the sale of the stock.
And great reasons for selling covered call options. All right. Well, that's very interesting. Let's move on to some questions here that I did have for my callers. There are over 7,000 stocks to choose from. How do you determine which ones to select, and can it be done in a manageable time frame?
That's a great question, Terry, but I want to tell you something.
What's that?
I even have more reasons for selling covered calls. Is it okay if I give those to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I didn't want to make it redundant, so go ahead, good, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, of course, the main one is that I get a higher rate of return than any other form of stock investing, while at the same time minimizing risk.
Okay.
My system is very big on managing risk, as you'll see as we go through our seminar this evening. As a matter of fact, this system is considered so safe that the government allows you to use it in your self-directed IRA accounts.
Wow, okay.
Another, you can create a great and profitable strategy for neutral, moderately bullish, which is slightly up markets, and moderately bearish, which is slightly down markets. And this covers most market conditions in the stock market because historically, the stock market goes up 11% per year. You can also earn money from the comfort of your home. Terry, just picture this. 2 feet of snow outside. It's minus 20 degrees. The world outside is at a standstill. You go up into your office, you turn on your computer, you start clicking a few times, and next thing you know, you have $500 in your account.
Nice.
Once you master the system, it's that easy. Now, here's one of my favorite reasons. You can compound your profits in minutes. I average, at this point in time, about $10,000 to $12,000 profit a month from selling stock options. It takes me a couple of hours a month to do this. Now, the day that I generate this profit into my account, do I leave that money alone and do nothing with it? Absolutely not. What I do is I take the cash that I just generated, I purchase more stock with it, and then I immediately sell the options on that newly purchased stock. Therefore, compounding my profits in minutes. I know of no other investment strategy that allows you to do that.
Wow, okay.
You also create downside protection, like in the example I gave before, where you purchased the stock for $48, you sold the option for $1.60. That gives you $1.60 of downside protection. Your neighbor who bought the stock but didn't sell options, he starts losing money immediately. You have that $1.60 buffer when you sell options.
Okay.
In addition to that, and this is something that I feel very strongly about, you can develop an investment skill that you can pass on to your next generation. I'm in the process of doing that with my two sons right now who have graduated college and professional school, and I know once they master this skill, by the time they're middle age, they'll be able to make a decision as to whether or not they want to continue working or not. That's how sure I am about this particular strategy.
Wow, that's fantastic, Alan. That's fantastic.
And in addition, Terry, you also capture, a lot of people ask me about dividends that these companies declare. Well, you as the option seller capture these dividends, not the option buyer. Mm-hmm. Now, to all of you out there who are also real estate investors, I just added one more reason for selling covered call options, and that is to neutralize a negative cash flow property in your real estate portfolio. And for those of you interested, I just published a series of three articles on my website on this very subject. So if you go to www.thebluecollarinvestor.com and hit the blog link, you'll see the three recent articles I wrote where I took a property that I own in Florida, which is negatively cash flowing $800 a month, and I'm now in a break-even situation because of covered call options. So that's my list, Terry. Now it's time to start buying stocks.
It is. And so that said, now how do you determine which ones to get? There's so many out there.
Terry, you're right. There were over 7,000 stocks to choose from. And this was actually the first hurdle that I had to overcome when I started using this strategy. Certainly not a manageable amount. Ironically, though, this seemingly difficult task, but critical, is the easiest part of my system. Matter of fact, I get emails all the time from investors who have taken my seminars telling me that they have their teenage children handling this part of the strategy. In my case, Terry, my wife, Linda, spends about 1 hour a week, and she locates all the stocks on my watch list. And her efforts are making me an awful lot of money. Let me give you an example. I use, practically as my Bible, I'll call it, a newspaper called Investor's Business Daily. It's similar to the Wall Street Journal. On Monday, they publish a list of stocks called the IBD 100. I use that as my major pool for selecting stocks for my watch list. There are 100 stocks, obviously, on this list. Why did I pick this list? Well, the IBD 100 has outperformed the S&P 500, which is the major market benchmark that most people use. That's what they refer to as the market. It's outperformed the S&P 500 4-1 since its inception.
Wow.
5 years ago.
Wow.
So if you use this pool, now that $7,000 stock figure that you alluded to before, Terry, now you're down to 100 stocks, and we're about to cut that in half. When you get the list, you look at the opposite page, and there's a series of charts and graphs. And those of you who take my seminar series will be able to read them very easily by the time you're done. But in any case, on the top right corner of these charts, there's, in some cases, an O next to the price of the stock. That O means that that particular stock is optionable. You could sell options on it. You can only sell options on about one out of every three stocks. So when my wife, Linda, gets the newspaper, the first thing she does is take a red pen and circle those stocks on the IBD 100 that have that little O next to the price. Now we're down to 50 stocks, a very manageable number.
Right, right, of course.
So let me quickly, since our listeners have pen in hand, let me give you a website you can go to actually get a free subscription to this newspaper.
Wow, great.
www.investors.com, that's plural. And you'll go to the home page and hit the link that says subscribe, renew. And the next page will say, about three or four lines down, Monday special, free trial. What they'll do is they'll deliver this newspaper to your home on the Saturday before the Monday, and they'll do it for free for 3 weeks, and you'll also get free access to their website, which is critical to my system. So for those of you with some interest in this, I suggest that you log on to that website, sign up for the free trial, and start familiarizing yourself with the paper.
Again, Alan, so it's just investors.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great.
Now, most of the screens so far have ranked the financial health of a company. But, Terry, these are the types of equities that the institutional investors like to purchase. And I'm referring to the mutual fund managers, hedge fund managers, and insurance company. These are the people that move the market. So the stocks in the IBD 100 are very healthy financially and the ones most likely to be stocks that the institutional investors are going to want to own. So let's see what we have now. We have a watch list of the greatest performing stocks in the greatest performing industries. And best of all, you didn't have to depend on one other person to make these great decisions.
Okay. Wow.
How's that, Terry?
That sounds, you know, I'm just taking some notes here on what you've been saying. So now, many investors purchase a stock but don't know when to sell it. Does your system teach a technique for determining both buy and sell points?
Oh, absolutely. This is a necessity, Terry. I mean, just imagine having the ability to know when to buy and sell a stock. Well, I'm about to unleash the power of the charts called technical analysis.
Okay.
These are price charts of a stock over time. Now, there are a myriad of technical indicators. In my system, I've chosen four of them. Now, when most people look at a chart, it doesn't make any sense. So the question I'm asked, is it difficult to learn technical analysis? Well, Terry, if you can determine if a line or bar is above or below zero, then you'll have no problem figuring this out.
Okay, that sounds right? Pretty easy.
However, my system goes further. It'll teach you why above zero is good and why below zero is bad. Knowing how to utilize technical analysis will put you amongst the elite top 5 to 10% of all stock market investors. And what my system does is it'll provide you with a series of free websites where you can access the charts. And then I'll show you how to build a simple chart with the four criteria that I alluded to before. So let's see. Now we've selected the greatest performing stocks in the greatest performing industries. And in addition, we have a system to determine when to buy and sell. Terry, you just can't imagine the feeling of empowerment you have when you've unleashed the power of the charts.
Right. I want to find out about all this. Now, in your preview example, you explained that you are in two positions when you sell a covered call option. You own the stock and you sold the option. Do you teach exit strategies to deal with both positions?
Oh, absolutely, Terry. No matter what your investment is, you absolutely need exit strategies, whether it's real estate, stocks, bonds, or really anything else. How are you going to close your position and when? And why, for that matter?
Right.
In my system, there are two sets of exit strategies. Remember, I told you these are one-month options. So the first set is for the first 2 weeks of the contract period. And there's another for expiration Friday. Now, expiration Friday is the third Friday of the month. That's when all options expire. Whatever the date, it's the third Friday of the month. And that's when I make all my money, right around expiration Friday and the next few days after that.
Ah, okay.
So for the first group of exit strategies, I really spell out what to do if your stock has gone down in value. And that can happen. You could screen it. You can get it from the IBD and then take it through the other screens that I give you in my system, and a stock can still go down. But instead of acting emotionally and feeling sorry for yourself, there's a way of handling this intelligently based on sound financial strategies. And all of them basically start the same way. You buy back the option. Now,
wow.
You're always buying it back for a lower price than you sold it for because the value of the stock has gone down.
Right.
But once you buy back the option, you now have no obligation. Basically, it's canceled out. It's as if you never sold the option. So let me give you an example of an exit strategy that stands out in my mind because in all the years of selling options, it's only happened to me once.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give this a title, actually, and we'll call it The Month That I Hit a Triple.
Okay.
Are you ready for this, Terry?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Pen in hand. I hope viewers or listeners, please make sure you have a pen and paper in hand for this.
Well, I'm kind of proud of this one, although I have to admit that it's rare. Doubles happen to me all the time, but not triples. Here we go. I purchased the stock and sold the option, and I generated a profit of $250.
Okay.
Single. Okay. Now, the stock and option value went down. So I bought back the option for $16.95, including commissions. I waited. A few days later, the stock bounced up again, and so did the corresponding option value. I then sold the exact same option in the exact same month, double. Well,
wow.
Stock went down again about a week later. I bought back the option again for $21.95 with commissions. 10 days before the end of the contract period, the stock bounced up again, and I sold once again the same exact option in the same exact month for an additional profit of $75. Triple. So I sold the same exact option in the same exact month 3 times. If I wasn't prepared for the exit strategies, I never would have made the additional monies that I made. And over months and years and a lifetime investing, having these exit strategies is going to amount to tens of thousands of dollars extra in your investment portfolio.
Sure. Wow.
Now,
triple. Wow.
There are other exit strategies for different situations. I gave you one where the stock is not performing the way we had hoped, but there are many others, and I spell them all out in my book and DVD series.
Well, I know we're going to be talking a little bit about that later in the call. Well, okay, that's a triple. That's really remarkable. And as you said, it doesn't happen often, but you made it happen. Many of us now are mathematically challenged. How difficult would it be to compete, or rather to compute, the returns we will be accumulating from these investments?
Well, Terry, I have to tell you, when I started doing option seminars, I would look out into my audience as I'm starting my seminars, and I would see smiling, excited expressions until I started talking calculations. Then those smiles turned to frowns, and chins were dropping to levels that few orthodontists have ever seen. So I knew I had to do something. Fortunately, I met a man, his name is Owen Sargent, He's an attorney, an accountant, and a seasoned stock market investor. I met him at one of my seminars. And together, we developed an Excel software calculator that really renders the mathematics a non-event. All you have to do is plug in a few letters and numbers, and I'll give you some free websites where you can access that information, and the calculations will appear instantaneously.
Oh, terrific.
As a matter of fact, from this calculator, it'll tell you the percentage return you're making on your investment, like I was giving you before with the 3.3% and the 90% annualized and so on.
Sure.
It'll give you also the percentage of downside protection.
Oh, okay.
Certain types of options, Terry, called in-the-money strike prices, and those will give you additional protection, and you need to know the percentage. So, for example, the calculator might tell you you're going to make 3.2% profit selling this option, and you're going to have 2.8% downside protection. What that means is you've made the 3.3%, but even if your stock goes down in value 2.8%, you've still maintained that 3.3% value. So it'll give you downside protection. In addition to that, it'll tell you how much extra profit you could make. Very similar to the initial preview example that we spoke about.
Right.
The stock went from 48 to 50. How much percentage profit can you make potentially in addition to the amount that you made initially? It's really an amazing tool. And we also have a tab on the calculator, Terry, that will tell you how much money you'll make when you institute one of the exit strategies that I alluded to before.
Wow.
So remember now, we're going to be generating significant cash into our accounts each month. And this calculator will help make your investment decisions so much easier so that you can achieve the highest possible returns.
What an amazing tool.
It's an amazing tool, and it makes, if anybody afraid of math, you'll no longer be worried about it. It's just a non-event because of this calculator.
Well, thank you for that. It sounds like an amazing tool, really.
At the end of the seminar, for those interested in my DVD series, if they'll also leave with you their email address, I will email them the calculator tomorrow.
Wow, that sounds phenomenal. Well, I'll give the number at the end of this for everyone to call in, and they can at that point give the email address and all their information. This tool really does sound, because many folks, you know, everyone went to school, but sometimes math is not their strong point.
Exactly. Now they don't have to worry about it.
Right. So moving on. You know, there are folks out there that trade or buy using millions and millions of dollars. How much money do you need to get started? And what if you don't have a lot of money to invest?
Well, Terry, you just hit on the most frequently asked question I get when I give my seminars.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start by giving you the short answer, and that is about $15,000. But let me explain. My system requires that your portfolio of stocks be diversified into at least 5 different industries. And that's to protect your investments. And no one industry should represent more than 20% of your total portfolio. Therefore, you must be able to purchase at least 100 shares of 5 different stocks. So let's say the average price per share is $50. Well, that means your investment portfolio, you would need $25,000. More expensive stocks will require a greater investment. But let me tell you about a strategy I use for my mother. And that involves selling options on exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. An ETF is a mutual fund that behaves like a stock. And it really gives you instant diversification because it consists of a basket of stocks. Now, what I use for my mom is something called the Qs, which is a basket of 100 of the largest non-financial equities on the NASDAQ exchange. Now, because it's a mutual fund, you generate a lower profit because there's less volatility. But I've been generating 1.5% to 2% a month for my mom, which translates into $300 to $800 over the last 4 years. And I have to tell you, Terry, this is the best money that I make. It gives me the most satisfaction.
Of course.
Because once a month, I call my mom. I go, Mom, you could pull out $600. And she goes, oh, that's so nice.
You're the best son anyone could have.
Right. And then she proceeds to call up the brokerage house, and she gets $600 transferred into her checking account, and it's made a difference in her life.
Of course.
It only
sure.
takes me 15 minutes a month, and it's just the best. Now, if you're going to get into the Qs or into the exchange-traded funds, I also teach how to dollar-cost average into it, which is also a risk management technique for those that don't have a lot of money or want to start out rather conservatively with this technique. But as your account increases in value from selling options on the ETFs and you get more money, then you could transfer over to individual stocks, will then pump your profits up to the 2 to 4% that I alluded to before. And in the interim, you could paper trade or practice trading while you're building up the cash in your account. So by paper trading, not only will you increase the proficiency, but you'll also increase the efficiency of utilizing my system.
Now, that said, how much time do you need to spend on your system?
Okay, Terry, that's question number two that I get in my seminars. And the answer to that really varies on how much experience you've had in the market. There's certainly a learning curve to this if you've had no experience. At the beginning, it'll require more time. But once you master the system, which I estimate takes the average person that has no knowledge of the stock market about 3 to 4 months, you'll need to devote about, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes per weekday, an hour on the weekends, which is what my wife Linda does, and the extra 1 to 2 hours before and after expiration Friday.
Got it.
Those extra hours, that's when you're going to generate most of the cash into your account. If I generate $11,000, let's say, into my account, I would say about maybe $9,500 to $10,000 is on expiration Friday and the couple of days after that. And that's about most of your time.
Okay.
But, you know, you're using this time really to make sure that your investment decisions are the best possible ones and that we're managing our positions in an intelligent and non-emotional manner, in much the same way that I alluded to before in our exit strategies. So, Terry, I would say, to answer your question, the total amount of time required is approximately 5 to 7 hours a month, but well worth the effort when you begin to see those amazing and consistent returns.
Well, again, amazing returns for 7 hours. You know, many, many people, including myself, work way more than 7 hours a day at various jobs and what we in our careers. So 7 hours a month is nothing. It's great.
I know it sounds almost too good to be true, and it did to me when I first started generating these returns. But you absolutely must get yourself involved in this system. You must learn about it, and then you'll see from there for yourself.
Well, so now is there risk involved in this strategy? And I would assume that there must be some, and if so, how do you manage it?
Yes, there is some risk in this strategy, but the risk is in the stock, Terry, not in the sale of the option.
Got it. Okay.
You're in the stock market, and as I said before, your security can go down. But remember, you're going to lose less money than someone who bought the stock and didn't sell the option. Remember, the option sale does create downside protection. But to answer the second part of your question, how do we manage risk? Well, let's just review some of the things we've talked about. You only purchase the greatest performing stocks. You only purchase equities in the best performing industries. We're going to use technical analysis to determine buy and sell points. We're going to use the Excel calculator to determine the best profit opportunities. We're going to utilize exit strategies to enhance our profits even more and to minimize losses. And Terry, there are many other esoteric maneuvers that I've learned, unfortunately, by losing money, but then correcting my mistakes. And each and every one of them are in my DVD and CD series. I have nothing that I've hidden or that I haven't told regarding everything that I've learned over the last 19 years in the stock market. If you incorporate all these steps into your investment strategy, the risk is greatly minimized, and your chances of incredible returns are significantly enhanced.
Wow. Well, thank you for that, and thank you for, you know, putting together this this DVD CD series for us. Why do you feel that your system is the best one available for selling covered call options?
Well, let's face it, Terry. There are a lot of ways to make money, and I'm sure that there are other very good systems to invest with covered calls. I've read all the books. I've tried all the approaches, but then I did something unique. I listened to everyone collectively, but to no one individually. I made my own decisions based on real-life investing. My system for the past 10 years went from great and somehow even better. Most recently, I've made very few alterations because my system is performing so well. You know, like they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
However, if I do think of an improvement, I do incorporate it into my system, and then I let everyone on my mailing list know about it. See, Terry, what I do is I teach how to take control of your financial lives. Once you've learned my system, you won't need me anymore. And I don't ask you to follow me or depend on me. What I do ask is that you become CEO of your own money. That's what makes my system different from others. After all, Terry, my philosophy is no one cares more about your money than you, with the possible exception of your kids.
Right, absolutely. I don't recall the exact adage, but it's something you can give someone a fish, but he'd better off teaching him how to fish.
Yep.
And he could feed himself and live for years.
If you learn and master this system, you will not need me. You will not need anybody. You'll be able to make all these investment decisions on your own. You will have total control.
That's fantastic. What type of returns can one expect using these?
Type of returns? Well, Terry, what you're about to hear as a response to that question may shock you because you're going to hear the truth. No exaggerated promises to make this strategy look better than it is.
Okay.
There's really no need for that. In an average stock market, using all the risk-reducing requirements of my system, you can expect monthly returns of 2 to 4%. You'll be able to do this with both sides of your brain tied behind your back. And the dollar amount that you earn, Terry, will depend really on how much you invest.
Sure.
But the percent return is what's going to remain consistent. Now, I've had a myriad of emails with investors telling me that other systems promise returns of 9 to 15%. To get those returns, you really have to invest in very volatile stocks, and that incurs way too much risk for me. In the long run, hitting those grand slam home runs, they're really few and far between. Most of our listeners out there know that you can't make the big money frequently. It does happen perhaps once in a while, but on the whole, you're much better off hitting what I call those singles and doubles. Otherwise, you're doomed to failure. Let me tell you what you can accomplish with my system by hitting these singles and doubles, getting those 2 to 4% returns, and then compounding your money in minutes like we discussed before.
Sure.
Let's refer, Terry, to the rule of 72. What that rule says is if you divide your annual return on your investment into the number 72, that resulting number will tell you how many years it takes to double your money. So, hypothetically, if we take a $100,000 investment and purchase a 6% CD, you divide 6 into 72, that means you're going to double your money in 12 years. So in 12 years, your $100,000 investment doubles to $200,000. Now, instead of buying that CD, let's sell stock options. And let's use a conservative 2% per month return. 2% a month annualizes to 24% a year. If we divide 24 into 72, the rule of 72 tells us that we're going to double our money every 3 years. Okay, so let's take the same $100,000 investment, the same 12-year parameter, and let's start selling stock options. At the end of year 3, our $100,000 doubles to $200,000. At the end of year 6, our $200,000 doubles to $400,000. At the end of year 9, our $400,000 doubles to $800,000. And after year 12, our $800,000 doubles to a staggering $1.6 million.
That is remarkable. That's great.
Barry, if you're still on your chair and not on the floor, let me tell you that if you can pump that 2% a month up to 3% a month, and it is possible if you really master the system, that $1.6 million figure will skyrocket to $6.4 million. So that's why I say keep on hitting those singles and doubles. Those of you who follow baseball know that you don't have to be a power hitter to lead the league in hitting. And I lead the league in hitting every single year, and so can you.
Wow. Well, actually, I am glad I am sitting down. Well, okay. So now I'm very excited. How do we begin, and when can we start cashing in on covered calls?
Well, you know, many times you hear an expert speak on a subject, and he'll tell you, time's running out, and you need to get started like yesterday. I'm actually recommending quite the opposite. I say take your time to learn and master the system. Listen to the DVDs and CDs over and over again. Now, once you feel like you've mastered my system, I want you to do three things. First, paper trade or practice trade for a while. Then, when you feel you're ready, paper trade a little more. Third, when you're sure that you're ready, paper trade still more. Okay, now you're ready. All in all, I suggest practice trading for about three to four months for those of you completely new to the stock market and options. But now you have years and decades to benefit from this wonderful investment strategy.
Okay, so 3-4 months. I mean, that's really nothing. That's over a summer, over a winter, over a season, really.
Well worth it. I did 12 hours of seminars, and I incorporated them into both DVD and CD format. The DVD series consists of 8 DVDs, and I added one additional one. It's called a one-on-one coaching DVD. And in essence, I sit down in front of my computer and in a camera, and I talk directly to you, and I show you how I locate the greatest performing stocks in the greatest performing industries and how I do my calculations. So I actually walk you through the entire process, and you will see exactly how to do it. And the CDs, I love CDs because I've educated myself so many times while I'm driving to and from my dental office. And a lot of people told me that they love learning while they're driving so they don't have to devote additional of their leisure time to this.
Okay.
The CDs are also wonderful for learning while you're in your car or any other venue where you would listen to a CD. And the workbook that we provide, it's 150 pages that contains every chart, every graph, and every slide in the entire 12-hour seminar series. Everything that we discussed before, fundamental analysis, technical analysis, calculations, exit strategies, and then there are those esoteric little tricks that I've learned over the years. Everything is in this seminar series. Everything you need to know to start cashing in on covered calls.
This sounds like quite the program, I got to tell you.
Thanks so much. Do I have a couple more minutes?
Absolutely, absolutely.
A couple of things come to mind as we're speaking, Terry. I know that a lot of experts, when they give seminars, also add testimonials onto their seminars. Now, personally, I never really liked having some nondescript person giving a testimonial, although for those of you interested, I do devote an entire chapter in my book to testimonials that I've received. But I'm going to give all of our listeners two right now, and I think you'll know them both. The first one is Susie Orman, one of the most well-respected financial advisors of our time. And I was watching her program on CNBC one night, and somebody called in and asked specifically the question about selling covered call options in their self-directed IRA accounts. And Susie gave an answer really extremely favorable to the technique, and at the end she mentioned that she's been doing this in her own account since she started investing. Well, what I've done is I captured that video and put it on the homepage of my website. So for those of you who would like to hear Susie Orman's testimonial, just go to my website, www.thebluecollarinvestor.com and just click on Susie's picture on my homepage. It's only about 3 minutes, but you'll hear a very, very favorable testimonial regarding this strategy. The second testimonial is from none other than Uncle Sam himself, your government. Because as I said before, Uncle Sam will allow you to use this strategy in your self-directed IRA account. And as you all know, the government never allows you to do anything that it considers risky in your IRA accounts. I think really that's all you need to know. Now, we as average blue-collar investors really, I think, have been brainwashed into thinking over the years that we're not smart enough, we're not motivated enough, and we're not capable of investing on our own. But I have to tell you that there is nothing further from the truth, because this is not rocket science. And I have no special talents or skills that all of you out there don't have. I've just been doing this longer. So my goal for each and every one of you is to become CEO of your own money and to invest with the same confidence and success as me. Failure is not an option, no pun intended. You can do this. You absolutely can do this.
Well, and you know, certainly with the spreadsheet that you were describing earlier, where, you know, many of the mathematical calculations are already taken care of for you, I mean, really, just spend some time with this program, and I can't imagine it being anything but a success. And as you said earlier, win-win, and as I was saying, win or win more. This is really a phenomenal product. Alan, really wonderful speaking with you this evening. Thank you so much for sharing amazing information with us.
Well, once again, many thanks to the Learning Annex and to all of my fellow investors for calling in this evening.
Oh, thank you.